The war in Yemen has been 5 years of misery for the civilians caught up in it. In the past few days, a whiplash of events. Yesterday, the United Nations Special Envoy to Yemen, Martin Griffiths, updated the UN Security Council with some good news.
Today, of course, I'm very pleased to report to the Council on progress in the implementation of the Hodeidah Agreement.
The Hodeidah Agreement was between two warring sides who would step back from the brink of battle in the port city of Hodeidah that provides Yemen with most of its food and fuel. The two sides are the Yemeni government, backed by the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, and the Houthi rebels, favored by Iran. Even in this small bit of progress, the UN's Martin Griffiths tempered his optimism.
But there are also alarming signs of the war, and war has a habit of trumping peace.
Those alarming signs of war include a drone attack by Houthi rebels. They hit an oil pipeline in Saudi Arabia. The Saudis retaliated with an airstrike that killed Yemeni civilians, including children. So a volatile 48 hours on the southern end of the Arabian Peninsula. Gerald Feierstein was the U.S. ambassador to Yemen from 2010 to 2013. This is how he sees this week of news from Yemen.
Well, I think the important thing about the drone strike and the Saudi response to that is that it's really disconnected from the conflict inside of Yemen. The strike and Saudi retaliation really are related more to the growing tensions between Iran, the United States, and our Gulf partners than it is about what's happening in Yemen.
I think the Houthis would not agree with that. They say they're fighting the Saudis and they're not part of Iran. This is a Houthi spokesperson speaking with the BBC just last night.
We are not agents of Iran. If we were, we would not be talking to you now. All we want is for the aggression to stop. We are able to take this decision by ourselves. If they stop their aggression and siege, we will stop our missiles and our drones.
So what about that, Ambassador Feierstein? Are the Houthis agents of Iran, or are they homegrown militants?
Well, methinks he doth protest too much. The fact of the matter is, one, I don't think that the Houthis are agents of Iran necessarily. I do agree that the conflict that's going on in Yemen is primarily a civil war, of which the Houthis are one of the parties to that conflict. But I do think that they are responsive to Iranian direction, Iranian requests.
So you were the U.S. ambassador to Yemen just before the war. What road do you see ahead for Yemen right now?
I think that too many people in the West do look at the Yemen conflict primarily as a proxy war between Saudi Arabia and Iran. They see Yemen only through the perspective of their views on Saudi Arabia and Saudi policy and Mohammed bin Salman in particular.
How do we escape that dilemma, though? Because this is all part of how Washington sees Yemen right now. It's part of the whole Middle East kind of connectivity with Iran and with Saudi Arabia.
It's there. I can't say that the Saudi-Iranian confrontation isn't feeding into the internal Yemeni problem. But even if you resolve the Saudi-Iranian issue, you would still have the internal conflict in Yemen. And I think that those of us who've worked on Yemen, those of us who care about what happens in Yemen, need to continue making the effort to explain to members of Congress, to the public, that this is really a Yemeni civil war. In my view, it revolves around issues of political disenfranchisement, economic marginalization, social issues, the tensions between various sections of the country, particularly north and south.
And then, of course, there is a humanitarian cost. I mean, it is enormous, as you know. After 4 years, tens of thousands of civilians have died in the crossfire. Humanitarians are trying to deliver aid in the middle of all this. People like Scott Paul with Oxfam, he sees a military pullback from the ports in Hodeidah, though, as a big deal.
The fact that the Houthis have withdrawn from the ports has hopefully laid the groundwork for the kinds of agreements going forward that are going to increase the ability of importers to bring commodities through that port. In the meantime, the violence we saw last night in Sana'a shows what communities all over Yemen have endured.
And continue to endure. Ambassador Feierstein, why has the human cost of this war in Yemen not been the strongest argument for Washington in dealing with the war and being firm with the proxy actors in this war?
Well, of course, we only have a relationship with one of the proxy actors, the Saudis. We don't have an ability to engage the Iranians in a serious way about the Yemen conflict and try to get their help in bringing the Houthis back to the negotiating table and to a resolution of the conflict. And that's part of the problem here in Washington. People can only think about and talk about the Saudi role without looking at what both sides are doing and how they both can be part of the solution as well as part of the problem.
Gerald Feierstein was U.S. Ambassador to Yemen from 2010 to 2013. He's been speaking with us from the Middle East Institute in Washington. Ambassador, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure.